What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Sorry about that. Oh, it's my friend, Karina. Let me reply her real quick. Ingrid, just checking, are we still on for barbecue tonight? Let me know. Red heart emoji, red heart emoji, red heart emoji. Yes, we are. Looking forward to catching up with you. Kissy face emoji, purple heart emoji, purple heart emoji. There, done. Alrighty, can't wait for the barbecue tonight. And as for us, today we're talking about emojis. Emojis are the little icons you can use when you're talking via text messages. Adding emojis to your texts can show people your emotions or your actions when you text. From the simple smiley face emoji to the slightly bizarre smiling poop emoji, there are a wide range of emojis you can choose from. My favorite one is the purple heart, like the one I just sent to my friend. I believe you probably have your own favorite emojis too, since it's so popular to use them right now. But do you know who designed your favorite emojis? You can find out by watching today's video. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. But the little icons were not initially intended for an American audience and were not made widely available here until years later. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. But the little icons were not initially intended for an American audience and were not made widely available here until years later. 好，再来我们来看看今天的 pronunciation tips。首先呢，连音的部分有四个地方要注意。第一个 ，icons were， icons were， icons 的 s 跟 were 的 w 可以连在一起 ，icons were。再来 ，an American， an American， an 的 n 跟 American 的 a 连在一起 ，an American。下一个 ，American audience， American audience。American 的 N 跟 audience 的 A 可以连在一起 American audience 那三个字连在一起说就会变成 An American audience An American audience 有没有变得很顺呢再来最后一个连音的部分 Widely available Widely available Widely 的 Y 跟 available 的 A 连在一起念 Widely available 再来也有一些单字的念法要注意第一个是 laterLater， 它念得很快的时候呢，就会变成 later，later，t 就会有一点不见，变成 d 的音去取代 t，later，later。再来是 icon，icons，icon 呢，它是 icon， 不是什么 econ 之类的，是 icon。再来 available，available，available 中间的 ai 是 a 的音 ，available，a，available。OK, 这就是今天的 pronunciation tips 啦。再来我们来看看 vocabularies。第一个单字 initially。initially 的意思是起初、最初、初始的意思。He initially didn't agree with the plan. He changed his mind once he found out the plan involved working with the beautiful sales manager. 他最初不同意这个计划。当他发现计划包括跟漂亮的行销主管合作时，他就改变想法了。Initially， 那 initially 的形容词呢是 initial 的意思是开始的、最初的。Her initial reaction to the bad news was denial, just like everyone else.他对坏消息的第一个反应就是拒绝相信，就跟其他人一样。OK， 再来 ，initial 如果加上一个 s，initials 就会变成名词，它的意思呢是姓名的首字母的意思。像是如果我叫 Ingrid Wang， 那我的 initials 就会是 I 跟 W。OK， 所以外国人签名的时候呢，有时候就是会只写自己的姓名的首字母这样子。OK， 来一个例子。I believe this mysterious box belongs to Sheldon Cooper. It has his initials SC on it. 我相信这个神秘的箱子是 Sheldon Cooper 的。 箱子上面有他的名字的字首。 OK， 那 initially 呢，它也有动词叫做 initiate。 Initiate Initiate 的意思是开始、创始。 He initiated the fight. If you don't believe me, check the security camera. 是他开始这场架的。如果你不相信我，你可以查看监视器。监视器呢，就是 security camera. Security camera. OK， 再来我们来看下一个单字， intend. Intend. Intend 的意思就是打算。计划。 She wasn't joking when she said she intended to drive into the woods and leave her noisy kids there. 当她说她打算开车进丛林并把她很吵的小孩丢在那里时，她不是在开玩笑。 Intend。 这里讲一个小故事分享给大家。我以前小时候呢，非常的顽皮，也非常的，该怎么说呢，奸诈嘛，狡猾这样子。那小时候，通常小孩子被父母亲处罚的时候，都是说被禁足嘛，就是在家里不能出去。那我的处罚方式呢，我的爸爸妈妈是叫我不要回来了，不要回家了。所以呢，我就被关在门外，然后我就去邻居家，我就想说怎么办呢？我被就是我不能回家了，所以我就到邻居家去，捡邻居家外面的石头，捡了一大堆。然后呢，我就到我家门口，把我家的门给打歪了。所以最后我的爸爸妈妈就又让我进门啦，就是这样子。所以现在想起来就觉得，我小时候真的是超级无敌坏的，怎么会这个样子呢？ OK， 我们来看看，补充一个单字， intention。 intention intention 是名词，它的意思呢是意图、打算。 She started talking to me againAfter ignoring me for a whole semester last year, I don't know what her intention is. 她去年整个学期都忽略我，但现在又开始跟我讲话了，我不知道她的意图是什么。 OK， 再补充一个 intentional. Intentional. Intentional 呢，是形容词，它的意思是有意的、故意的。My sister told our parents that she didn't intentionally push me into the lake. 妹妹不是故意把我推进河里的，她是这么告诉爸爸妈妈的。再来下一个单字 available. Available. Available 的意思是可获得的、可用的、可取得联系的，或是有空的。The T-shirt is available in a larger size. Do you want to try it on? 这件 T-shirt 也有更大尺寸可以选择，你要试穿吗？那这边的 available 的意思就是可选择、可获得、可以有的。好，那再来补充一个，另外一个用法是有空的。来一个例句， The CEO is available right now. She has half an hour before her next meeting.执行长现在是有空的，他在下一个会议之前还有半个小时。 OK， 那 available 的相反词呢，就是 unavailable， 前面加上 un 变成否定 unavailable。 unavailable 的意思就是得不到的、不能使用的、不能交谈的，或是抽不开身的、没有空的。 OK， 来举两个例子。A larger size of this T-shirt is unavailable. Somebody bought the last one a minute ago. 这件 T-shirt 没有更大尺寸了，一分钟前有人把最后一件买走了。再来另外一个例子呢，一样是没有空的意思。The CEO is unavailable right now. She's in a meeting with a new investor. 执行长现在没有空，他在和新的投资者开会。Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Leave a comment below and let me know what's your favorite emoji. And also, don't forget to practice and leave a recording. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.